This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Witnesses claim the Taliban fired guns in the air and used batons to force people desperate to flee Afghanistan to form orderly queues outside Kabul airport a day after seven people were killed in a crush at the gates. They say on Sunday there were no major injuries as gunmen beat back the crowds and long lines of people formed, the witnesses said. And Washington was now able to get large numbers of Americans to the airport. Britain's defense ministry claims seven Afghans were killed in the crush around the airport on Saturday as thousands tried to get a flight out a week after the Islamist militants took control of the country. A NATO official said at least 20 people have died in the past 7 days in and around the airport. Some were shot and others died in stampedes, according to witnesses. Panicked Afghans have tried to board flights out, fearing a return to the harsh version of Islamic law the Sunni Muslim group exercised while in power 2 decades ago. The United States and other foreign countries, including Britain, have brought in several thousand troops to help evacuate foreign citizens and vulnerable Afghans, but have been careful to avoid clashes with the Taliban. The Lebanese government is raising gasoline prices by 2/3 to ease crippling fuel shortages that had brought the country to a standstill, but Sunday's step will mean yet more hardship for Lebanese, more than half of whom have been pushed into poverty over the past couple of years by a financial meltdown which has wiped more than 90% of the value of the Lebanese pound. Lebanon's fuel crisis has brought basic services to their knees, and queuing lines for hours at gas stations and a daily scramble for fuel has become part of life. Hospitals, bakeries, and businesses are struggling. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel sought to move forward stalled peace efforts for eastern Ukraine on Sunday and stressed Germany's commitment not to let Russia use a new gas pipeline as a weapon as she made what is likely her last visit to Ukraine as Germany's leader. Merkel's trip came 2 days after she went to Moscow to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The chancellor is not running in Germany's national election next month and is nearing the end of her almost 16-year-long leadership of Germany. Speaking at a joint news conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday, Merkel advocated working to get a leaders' meeting between Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France on the situation in eastern Ukraine, the first since late 2019. The fighting between Ukrainian forces and Russia-backed rebels has killed more than 14,000 since 2014. The chancellor also talked up the merits of a U.S.-German deal last month to allow completion of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia to Germany without the imposition of U.S. sanctions on German entities. Ukraine opposes the project, and Zelensky on Sunday called it Russia's geopolitical weapon. Hurricane Henri weakened slightly on Sunday to a tropical storm, but still banked winds up to 75 miles per hour in some places as it edged closer to landfall. Millions of people on New York's Long Island and in an area of the U.S. known as Southern New England braced for flooding, toppled trees, and extended power outages. Rain and flooding began in some areas late Saturday ahead of expected storm surges when the tropical storm makes landfall. People in the projected path spent Saturday scrambling to stock up on groceries and gasoline. Those close to the coast boarded up windows and some evacuated. Australia's COVID-19 cases spiked to a new record high on Sunday with over 900, most of them locally acquired infections in the most populous state, New South Wales. The rise in case numbers comes despite increasing containment efforts to slow the spread of the highly infectious Delta variant. The local health minister warns the growth in case numbers doesn't seem to be slowing. The government announced late last month a plan that uses lockdowns as a key strategy to quell outbreaks until 70% of the population gets vaccinated. And Haiti Civil Protection Agency said Sunday the toll from this month's magnitude 7.2 earthquake has grown to 2,207, with 344 people still missing. More than 12,000 people were injured and 53,000 houses destroyed by the August 14th quake. The new toll comes at a time when relief operations are expanding. The U.S.-based aid agency's Samaritan Purse opened a field hospital on Saturday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.